the question was asked, is there an age at which one is supposed to start learning Kabbalah? So there is this maybe oral tradition. People say you're supposed to start learning at a certain older age. But in fact, in the written responsa that I'm familiar with, what it says is a level of knowledge, as it says in the responsa of the Chavot Ya'ir, as it says in the Chayei Adam, after you've mastered Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebe'alteh, after you've mastered Halakha, after you've mastered what we call the meat and potatoes in modern English, or in Talmudic terms, the bread of the Torah, then you could deal with the wine of the Torah, the secrets of the Torah, the Kabbalah. Then if you have a Rebbe who will teach it to you, you can deal with that. There were rabbis who said that they're not so sure that this is a real tradition, what people often say, that you have to be a certain age to learn Kabbalah, because some of the greatest Kabbalists died young. Some of the greatest Kabbalists in Jewish history never made it to age 40. So that's why there were big rabbis who said they're not sure that idea is really valid, even though from when I'm a kid, they say that. Ever since I was a kid, I heard this, that you have to be 40 in order to study Kabbalah. But again, in the Chavot Ya'ir, I don't think it says it. In the Chayei Adam, I don't think it says it. And we have, it seems, strong proof that it's not necessarily an age thing. It's more a question of knowledge.